Virginia's mental health system is again under the microscope following the attack on Virginia State Senator Creed Deeds by his own son, who then shot and took his own life yesterday in their home in Virginia. Joining us now is Pete Early. He is a best-selling author, former Washington Post reporter who became a mental health advocate. And Pete, it's good to have you with us this morning. An important issue for us to go over here. Thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be on.
Now, one of the things that has come out in the early reporting is that there was no bed available for Gus Deeds, the son, to stay in. His dad had taken him to a facility to be checked. They would have kept him in that facility if they had had beds. And apparently they checked the whole region of Western Virginia, couldn't find one. What does that tell us?
That's not really surprising to anyone who understands Virginia's mental health system. You know, a year ago, the inspector general came out with a report where he said this was so common they had a word for it called streeting, where hospital officials basically sent people who were considered dangerous back out on the street because there were no beds. And they found 200 documented cases in 2012 of people just simply being turned away.
You know, if he was having an appendicitis attack or some other heart ailment or something like that, they wouldn't have sent him home. Why turn him away in a mental health crisis?
Well, I'm afraid that that's just the situation it is in Virginia when it comes to mental health. We treat problems of the mind differently than we do the rest of the body. In Fairfax County, which has an excellent mental health care system, if you have a psychotic break right now and you call Fairfax County, you'll be told there's a 5 to 7 day wait before you can see anyone. Can you imagine that happening if you had a heart attack?
Pete, it seems when we see violence follow incidents like this, that that is an intolerable answer for all of us, the whole community as a whole, because someone other than the victim of the mental health problem could also be hurt very badly in a situation. So what do we have to do to turn this around?
Well, we have to start in Fairfax County, we've cut $16 million in local funds. After the Virginia Tech shooting, everybody got excited in the legislature, and they passed $42 million in new money. But the next year, they cut $50 million. And the biggest thing is we have to make mental health a priority. It's not now because people with mental health problems don't vote usually. They don't have the voting class. They don't have money to give. This is a national problem. You're supposed to have 50 beds per 100,000 people. In Virginia, we have 22. And I was just in Iowa. They sometimes have to send people to other states. We just have to realize that mental health should be a priority and it needs to be fixed.
Well, maybe because the Deeds family is so close to so many of the legislators who make decisions on funding or not funding mental health in Virginia, maybe that'll change.
One would hope so, but after Virginia Tech, you would think we'd get it. And unfortunately, we haven't.
Oh, boy.
Case after case after case. Pete, thank you so much this morning. Appreciate your comments and expertise.
Thank you.
Pete Early, mental health advocate, with us this morning on WTOP.